This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul was in Columbia yesterday ahead of the state's GOP caucuses this weekend. KBIA's Ryan Famuliner reports.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul was greeted by more than 1,000 supporters and curious college students at the event near the heart of the MU campus. His speech hit on many of his usual talking points, among them small government, civil liberties, and sound money.
Should our goodness be found in defending civil liberties here, having a sound currency, having a prosperous economy, making friends and trade with people, and trying to reconcile the problems in the world? If that is the case, why don't we do that, set an example, maybe somebody would want to follow us and emulate what we do.
The visit comes as Paul trails the other Republican candidates in the race by a significant margin, according to the delegate counts of multiple news agencies. According to NPR, Paul has 33 delegates to his name compared to 396 for Mitt Romney. 1,144 are needed to win the Republican nomination. After the speech, a reporter asked Paul if he'd use his delegates to support Mitt Romney if Paul doesn't win the nomination.
Well, I talked to him about his foreign policy.
Would you support his nominee?
I'd talk to him and see what kind of a foreign policy he's going to have. The other two have started to come our way and said maybe we shouldn't fight. So Mitt's a friend, and we talk a lot. We just disagree on the issues.
Paul was also asked if he's trying to get enough delegates to have a major speaking role at the national convention. He'd only say he would like to play a significant role at the convention. Missouri's caucus is on Saturday. 12% of Missouri Republicans voted for Paul during Missouri's non-binding primary in February. Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News.
A judge is preparing to hear arguments today in a lawsuit challenging a proposed amendment to the Missouri Constitution that would clear the way for requiring voters to show photo identification. The lawsuit contends the ballot summary approved by lawmakers is misleading. The proposed amendment seeks to get around a 2006 Missouri Supreme Court ruling that declared a previous photo ID law unconstitutional. A program that works to find missing children will be offering free services tomorrow as part of a health fair in Osage Beach. The Missouri Child Identification Program, or MoChip, will be taking free digital photographs, dental impressions, and scents for scent dogs to follow in the event a child goes missing. The information can then be added to the state's Amber Alert system. State Coordinator of MoChip, Nicholas Ciccolo, says so far the program has been a success.
In 6 years, we do not have the names. We don't want the names. But we know of 8 children who have been saved and are back with their families as a result of what we do.
Ciccolo says at least 141,000 children have gone through the program. MoChip will offer these services at the Lake Regional Health System's annual Children's Health Fair tomorrow in Osage Beach. The City of Columbia is trying out new parking meters that give drivers downtown more options for how to pay. The 40 new solar-powered meters along 9th Street accept credit cards as well as payment by a cell phone app. Driver Mikkel Christensen hopes they'll help him avoid parking tickets from the City of Columbia.
I think it's neat. It's nice that you don't have to worry about having change all the time. That you can just bring your credit card or even your cell phone. That's a big plus.
This is the second batch of new meters the city's trying out in hopes of increasing revenue. Missouri experienced record flooding along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers last summer, but this year experts say the water levels are likely to return to normal, as KBIA's Samantha Sunny explains.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says there is almost no chance Missouri will experience the severe flooding this year that occurred last year. Judd Knieven is chief of the Corps' Emergency Management Branch in Kansas City.
Barring no heavy rainfalls, we're looking really good going into spring.
Flooding in northwest and southeast Missouri last year was some of the worst in the state's history. It was caused by record rainfall in May and unusually large amounts of snow in states north of Missouri. This winter, though, has been unusually dry, and no unusual rainfall is expected for the spring. Kevin Lau is a hydrologist with the Missouri River Basin Forecast Center.
The Mississippi itself has a slightly below normal or below average chance for flooding. The Missouri River probably has about an average chance of flooding.
Farmer Robert Alpers had to pump water out of his fields in Prairie Home, Missouri for 45 days straight last year. He says he's still making repairs to the damage caused by the flooding, but is feeling more prepared this year.
We spent the winter shoring up and trying to make everything better, and I think we're as ready as we can be if we do have another major event.
Knieven says the Corps of Engineers is working on repairing all of the levees damaged by the flooding last year. He says the Corps hopes to have most of the damage repaired by May. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
House Democrats are proposing a requirement for bipartisan approval before people are inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians. That comes after criticism over the selection of Rush Limbaugh for the honor. The proposal would require that people chosen for the Hall of Fame be supported by three of the four top legislative leaders. Currently, inductees are chosen by the Speaker of the Missouri House. Speaker Stephen Tilley said earlier this month that Limbaugh is among the world's best-known radio personalities and that others who've been inducted have also faced controversy. The Missouri Military Academy has a new president. The school's board of directors named Tony McGeorge to the position, and he will begin the job in July. Board Director R. Stribling Koster says McGeorge's background in business administration will help keep the Military Academy moving forward.
From Missouri Military Academy's perspective, you know, what's important to us, not just running the school and doing everything we need to do day to day, but what's also important for us is to really extend and really up tier our efforts on the development side as well as on the enrollment management side.
Koster says one of the new president's priorities will be to boost enrollment after a decline last year. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.